text number, number?
16.
16,
17.
Mm-hmm.
Tako.
Da. Kao što je već bilo spomenuto.
Kao što je već bilo spomenuto.
Buktaha.
Buktaha.
Savjetovali.
Savjetovali.
Vidjaji.
Vidjaji.
Ramane.
Ramane.
Dješam.
Dješam.
Svog starijeg brata Devapija.
Svog starijeg brata Devapija.
Chandayanasa,
Chandayanasa,
zamolio je da preuzme kraljevstvo.
Zamolio je da preuzme kraljevstvo.
Saha,
Saha,
on, Devapi.
Abravit,
rekao je.
Rekao je.
Tatmantri,
Tatmantri,
Shantanovog
ministra.
Rahitaj,
Rahitaj,
na pospicaj.
Na pospicaj.
Vipraji,
Vipraji,
Brahmane.
Brahmane.
Veda,
Veda,
za položaja sljedećnja principa Veda. I Braunšita,
Braunšita,
pao je.
Pao.
Gira,
Gira,
takvim rečima.
Takvim
rečima. Kada je čuo Brahmana, kada je čuo reči Brahmana, Maharaj Shantanu je otišao u šumu i zamolio svog starijeg brata Devapija da preuzme kraljestvo, jer je dužnost kralja da vodi brigu o svojim podanicima. Međutim, Shantanovu ministar Ashvavara je pre toga nagovorio nekoliko brahmana da podstaknu Devapija da prekrši vedske naredbe i tako postane nedostojan za položaj vladara. Brahmane su naveli Devapija da skrene sa puta vedskih principa i stoga na molbu Shantanua nije pristao da prihvati položaj vladara. Naprotiv, klevetao je vedske principe i tako pao. Po tim okolnostima, Shantanu je ponovo postao kralj, a Indra je, zadovoljan sa njim, poslao kišu. Devapija je kasnije prihvatio protest mistične joge i ovladao svojim umom i čulima i otišao u selo Kalapagram, u kome još i danas živi.
Mm-hmm. Well, I looked already there. Yes. There are names. Name descriptions. So actually, we can go on a little here, the names and the deeds of these personalities. Just go to the translation, please. After the dynasty of the moon god.
Smitha.
Srinivas, this text has no purpose, so you go to the next text. And then to the next.
Kada u ovom dobu Kali izumre dinastija Boga Meseca, Devapi će u svojoj Satya Jugi ovo svetu obnoviti Sominu dinastiju. Shantanuo brat Balika je začeo sina po imenu Somadatta, koji je imao tri sina po imenu Buri, Burishrava i Shala. Shantanu je u materici svoje žene Gange začeo sina Vishnu, uzvišenu učenu osobu samopoznatog bhakta. Vishvadev je bio najbolji od svih ratnika. Kada je u borbu pobedio gospodina Parashurama, gospodin Parashurama je bio veoma zadovoljen sa njim. Shantanu je u materici Satyavati, čeri ribara, začeo sina Chitrangadu. Smisa Šatravada. Satyavati je u stvari bila čer Uparića Ravasuva i ribarke poznate kao Matsya Garba. Kasnije ju je odgojio ribar. Do borbe između Parashurama i Bhishmadeva je došlo zbog tri kažirađene čeri, Ambike, Ambalike i Ambe, koje je Bhishmadev nasilno oteo ime svog brata Vichitravirya. Amba je pomislila da će je Bhishmadev oženiti i zato mu je postala privržena, ali Bhishmadev je odbio da je oženi jer je dao zavet brahmačarje. Amba je zato prišla njegovom vojnom duhovnom učitelju, Parashurami, koji je naredio Bhishmadev oženi. Bhishmadev je odbio, zato se Parashurama borio sa njim da bi ga prisilio da je oženi. Međutim, Bhishma je porazio Parashuramu i tako se ga zadovoljio.
Actually, that's very interesting. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simada Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskaryadi Satarine Jaya
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srinivasani Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We have heard today that Bhishma Dev had, but this we have actually not heard, Bhishma Dev had kidnapped the three daughters of Kashiraj, namely Ambika, Ambalika, and Amba.
Bhishma Dev kidnapped three Kashirajine kćeri, Ambika, Ambaliku, and Ambu.
All these three had already some husbands in their mind, which they wanted to marry.
Sve tri su već imale na umu muževe koje su želele da ožene.
Now, Bhishma Dev just stole them, so to say, from the kingdom of Kashiraj and brought him to his brother Vichitravirya for marriage.
Bhishma Dev ih je ukrao iz Kaširađine kraljevine i odbrali ih je svome bratu da Vichitravirji da ih onože.
The youngest, however, the beautiful Amba, could not accept Vichitravirya because she thought that Bhishma Dev, who kidnapped her, would marry her and therefore became attached to him.
Najmlađa kćer, lepa Amba, nije mogla da se pomiri sa tom mišlju da se uda za Vichitravirju i poželjela je da se uda za Bhishma Devu koji je i oteo i zato je postala privržena toj misli.
Now Bhishma Dev did not want to marry. He wanted to remain a brahmachari.
Ali Bhishma Dev nije želao da se oženi, on je želao da ostane brahmachari.
And therefore Amba tried to make different people convinced that Bhishma Dev should in fact marry her and not stay brahmachari. She talked to many different people. First, Bhishma Dev's own mother, Satyavati.
Međutim, Amba nije želela se pomiri sa tim i onda je, da će Bhishma Dev ostati brahmačari i žele da ga na neki način uveri da treba da se oženi. I onda je razgovara sa različitim ljudima. Prvo sa njegovom majkom.
And then, she even went to Parushuram, the military guru of Bhishma, and tried to tell him, listen, your disciple Bhishma Dev should marry me.
I onda je čak otišla i do vojnog učitelja Bhishma Deva Parashurame i pokušala da ga ubedi, slušaj, tvoj učenik treba da me oženi.
But even Parushuram was not successful to convince Bhishma Dev.
Ali čak i Parashuram nije bio uspešan u ubeđivanju Bhishma Deva.
So, as the story goes, Amba became so frustrated that she left the life of a princess and went into the forest where she started her process of meditation.
I kako se priča nastavlja, Amba je bila toliko frustrirana da je napustila svoj položaj princeze i otišla u šumu da meditira.
She became so powerful due to her austerities that she would be able to severe the winter and to persevere in the winter season, in the summer season. She would not be disturbed by the coming and going of seasons.
I toliko je postala moćna svojim strogostima da se godišnja doba uopšte nisu uznemiravala zima, leto.
And finally, thank you very much. Finally, she decided she would die now.
Napokon je odlučila, sada će umreti.
She put the firewood. It was here, on top here. And then situated herself on top and ignited
the heap.
Stavila je komade drveta na gomilu, sela je na vrh te gomile i zapalila vatru.
And then she gave up her body.
I onda je napustila telo.
Now, she had a mission.
Ona je imala misiju.
It's not that she just died like an ordinary person, but her mission was that in her next birth, she would force Bhishma Dev either to marry her or she would kill him.
Ona je u sljedećem životu željela da natjera Bhishma Deva ili da je oženi ili će ga ubiti.
And you will be amazed to hear that when she took her next birth at the court of the king Drupada, she was so hateful of Bhishma Dev. When she was young and could just start to, and just start to speak, she said, "I hate that Bhishma Dev."
I onda u sljedećem životu rodila se na dvoru kralja Drupade, međutim toliko bila puna mržnje prema Bhishma Devu, pa još kao veoma mala djevojčica bi govorila ja mrzim Bhishma Deva.
From her childhood on.
I sve tako od svog djetinjstva pa nadalje.
And she, when she grew up, she changed her gender.
Kada se, kada je odrasla, onda je promenila pol.
She became a he.
Ona je postala on.
Was going into battle with Bhishma Dev and finally managed to, you know, be instrumental in his death.
I onda je ušla u borbu sa Bhishma Devom i napokon je uspjela da uzrokuje njegovu smrt.
This I find is one of the most convincing stories of the Vedic of the Mahabharata, actually, to illustrate how impressions of a past life travel with the soul.
Mislim da je ovo najupečatljivija priča koja govori o tome kako utisci i impresije iz prošlog života putuju sa dušom.
Each one of you has these impressions with him.
Svako od vas ima te impresije sa sobom.
This is a very, 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 how do you say, serious subject matter to consider.
Ovo je veoma ozbiljna tema o kojoj trebamo razmisliti.
The Vedas explain that when the soul leaves its old body, it takes four kinds of karmic reactions with him.
Vede opisuju da kada duša napušta svoje staro telo, sa sobom ponosi, nosi četiri vrste karmičkih reakcija.
The first kind of karmic reaction becomes manifested immediately in the next body.
Prva vrsta karmičke reakcije se odmah manifestuje u sljedećem telu.
In other words, by that karmic reaction, you get your next material body.
Drugim rečima, tom karmičkom reakcijom dobijete sljedeće, vaše sljedeće materijalno telo.
You are born in the family of, in the family, and your body has certain strengths and certain weaknesses.
Rodite se u određene porodice i vaše telo ima određene slabosti i određenu snagu.
Now, three other karmic reactions also come along, and these are called the apricot seeds, that which is not yet manifested.
Ostale tri karmičke reakcije također dolaze, koje se nazivaju apricot seme, odnosno ono što nije još manifestovano.
And during one life, or even the next life, these karmic reactions will manifest.
I tokom tog života ili u sljedećem životu, te karmičke reakcije će se manifestovati.
They will determine what you see and experience during your present life, and also during your next.
Oni će odlučiti što ćete doživjeti u ovom životu, a također i u sljedećem.
For instance, now at this stage, we all have our body, obviously, and we have received that, but there is a future which we do not really know.
Na primjer, sad u ovom trenutku mi očigledno imamo ova tela, ali također to je i budućnost, to ne znamo.
That future, however, to a very large extent, is already there for each one of you.
Ali ta budućnost je u veoma velikoj meri već tu, za svakog od nas.
You will be led into this future in due course of time.
Vi ćete biti vođeni u tu budućnost sa prolaskom vremena.
It will manifest, so to say.
On će se manifestovati.
It's like when you have a sand clock. Don't know if you have this. And you turn it, then it is sure that the sand heap will manifest in due course of time.
Baš kao kod peščanog sata, kada ga okrenete, kada polako curi pesak, sigurno je da će se ova hrpa peska polako to, sa vremenom napraviti.
The things which are there in your, which will manifest in your future, are stored up in your subtle body.
Stvari koje će se manifestovati u budućnosti su uskladištene u vašem suptilnom telu.
In the form of these unmanifested seeds of karma, which will grow into plants.
U obliku tih nemanifestovanih semena karme koje će prerasti u biljke.
Krishna knows our future. Because he knows what is there in the karmic, what is our karmic luggage, so to say. But for the ordinary conditioned soul, it is very difficult to see the future. So in Krishna consciousness, so. Just consider this. Ambika, so much desired to either marry or kill Bhishma, that in her next life that desire became manifested. Again.
Samo pogledajte ovo. Ambika je toliko željela da se uda ili da ubije Bhishmu, tako da u svom sljedećem životu ta želja se ponovo pojavila.
And she got the opportunity to fulfill her desire.
I ona je dobila mogućnost da ispuni tu želju.
From this follows directly that we must be very careful about our desires. Our desires will eventually, why? Because they will lead to the fulfillment of them.
Zašto? Zato što će one dovesti do njihovog ispunjenja.
Krishna is personally engaged since time immemorial to arrange for the many desires of the living entities.
Krishna je lično angažovan od pradavnog vremena da izvrši sve, da ispuni sve želje živih bića.
He controls the material nature in such a way that these desires can be fulfilled.
On kontroliše materijalnu prirodu na takav način da te želje mogu da se ispune.
For instance, I desire now to lift up my arm.
Na primjer, ja sada poželim da podignem svoju ruku.
Now, if you ask me how I do it, I can't explain it to you. Do you know that for this simple action, there are many, 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 I mean millions of reactions necessary to take place in this part of the body, this part of the body?
Da li znate da za ovu jednostavnu delatnost potrebne ruke potrebno mnogo, mnogo miliona reakcija, akcije reakcije koje se dešavaju u tom delu tela i naokolo.
But how it takes place, how this is arranged, I can't say.
Ali kako se to dešava, kako je to aranžirano, ja ne mogu reći.
There is one little explanation in the Vedas. It says when the, that from the subtle body, the, let us say them, and this will get very complicated with the translation, it is, it will take so long, it's such a long time with which we will need in order to explain this properly. I want to stick to the main points here, and that is that there is an agent who makes it possible that my desire becomes translated in a certain way into material impulses which let the body work.
Postoji jedan agent koji čini da moje želje budu prenešene u te impulse i tako da se stvari dešavaju.
If you could give a very simple example, let me say, you come to a automat, and then you press a button, I want a glass of Coca-Cola. No Coca-Cola, we don't drink fruit juice, fructal, fructal.
Primer, ja dam vam jednostavan primer, dođete do automata za piće i pritisnete dugme, želite čašu fructal.
You put your coin inside.
Stavite novčić unutra.
And then a mechanism will start, you know, that makes click, 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 and then here the pop, and then the soap comes. Got appetite, and then you see it, it's there, you can drink it. Yes. So this is how we, the living entities, operate in this material nature. We have a certain desire, and then the material nature, which works under the control of Krishna, fulfills this desire.
I to je način na koji mi djelujemo. Mi imamo neku želju, i onda materijalna priroda pod dejstvom Krišne ispunjava tu želju.
When your desire is strong enough, you will get everything.
Kada je vaša želja dovoljno jaka, dobit ćete sve.
You can become a yogi if your desire is strong enough.
Možete postati jogi ako to dovoljno jako želite.
You can become a very rich man.
Možete postati veoma bogat čovjek.
A famous actor.
Poznati glumac.
Or a punk on the street.
Ili punk na ulici.
Punk in the ulici, yes. It's all a matter of desire.
To je sve stvar želje.
There was a period in my life when I made experiments with this. I would motivate myself and develop a certain desire and write that desire down. For instance, I would say, well, today I want to distribute 40 books. And I was really working myself up to this number. And it was mystical, although I was not the very best book distributor in the universe, it would work. If your desires are just focused, strong enough, they will be fulfilled. It is a mystical thing.
Ako su vaše želje usredsređene dovoljno jako, onda će to desiti.
Our dilemma is, our problem is, that sometimes our desires are not focused enough.
Naš problem, naša dilema je da ponekad naše želje nisu dovoljno usredsređene.
They are almost like light, which is, you know, reflected on a mirror, and which goes in all directions. It's called diffused.
To je stvar kao svetlost koja pada na ogledalo i onda diffuzuje.
And often our progress in life is not taking place because we have contradictory desires which make it impossible to go in one direction. However, if you get your desires clear and you put them in one basic direction, then you will progress very easy in that direction. Because Krishna fulfills them. But if you, for instance, stand before the automat, the drink app automat, and you press cola, fructal, maca coffee, you know, then everything gets topsy-turvy. Mocha coffee. That's a specialty of the Belgian. Mocha, no?
Mocha.
Doesn't matter. So, Krishna in the Gita, Kaji, that Vyasa Yajmika would hear Ekeha Kurunandana, that those who are on the path of Krishna consciousness, he describes them as having a desire which is going in one direction.
Krishna u Bhagavad Gita kaže da oni koji se nalaze na putu
going into one direction.
Idu u jednom pravcu, jednosmjernu.
But he describes, on the other hand, people whose desires, bahushaka janatascha murayo vyaya sainam, he describes the materialists whose desires are many branched.
Ali to pođe opisuje materialiste čiji su želje mnoge razgranate.
See what we he says those who have this one pointed desires, they are very strong and they develop very fast.
I on kaže da oni koji imaju jednu usmjerenu želje su veoma snažni i napreduju veoma brzo.
Because he helps them.
Jer on pomaže.
Laser beam desire.
Želje koje su poput lasera.
In Krishna consciousness, we as devotees have to learn to focus our desires. We have to motivate ourselves so that our desires really become strong. And there is a secret how to do it. You should look for that association of devotees who have this strong desire.
Treba da tražite društvo onih bhakti koji posjeduju tu snažnu želju.
Then you should make the atmosphere in your life favorable so that a strong desire can develop.
Onda treba te atmosferu svojom životu napraviti tako povoljnom da se te snažne želje razvije.
You should live a life which is in goodness.
Treba da živite život koji je u vrlini.
A clean life.
Čist život.
Following the rules and regulations of spiritual life, rising early, chanting in a very concentrated and absorbed way the mantra, not eating too much but also not eating too little, not resting too much but also not resting too little. In this way, and you should always have lead a life where you have a new challenge before you. Never be satisfied, Pandu, by the very things are at the present. Always try to improve the service. Go to the next horizon. After all, eternal soul, your journey is not yet completed. It is said every Ekadasi one should make new plans to surrender to Krishna. And then look back. Have you fulfilled the plans? How were you successful? Then this way you will see how to desire by two things. By creating a lifestyle which is very good for spiritual life, and by always meeting new challenges, you will see how the desire will become focused. Knowledge can also focus your desire. It's like if you have this glass called a lupa. You have a lupa and you put light in the lupa, then the lupa focuses the light in such a way that you can even burn a page.
baš kao lupa koja može da osvetljati svetlo na takav način da možete čak i da zapalite papir.
Papir, da je. So, this is what we want in our movement.
To je ono što mi želimo da našem pokretu.
We want devotees who know what they want. Many times the devotees just when they are so young and so male, male bhakta. But they have many, many desires.
Često su bhakte tako mladi, tako mali, mali, ali imaju mnoge želje.
Just in, for instance, you have to learn that you can't satisfy the whole world. There are, will be a few people who will never be satisfied with your decisions. Sometimes it's even the own Maika and Tata. Talking very revolutionary in the Balkan now. But usually what happens if they see that your desires are strong enough, then they will surrender to this. And you will help them actually. So that they also learn the art to focus their desires in life. Nityo nityanam cetana cetanam. It is amongst all the eternal living beings, there is one eternal.
Kaže se da je među svim živim bićima postoji jedno koje je večno.
The supreme eternal.
Koje je svevišnje večno.
And since time immemorial, he has been engaged in fulfilling the desires of the many living entities.
I da ono partivenka ispunjava želje među živim bićima.
Even Amba,
Chak Yonde,
who wanted to either marry or kill Bhishma Dev. So, now we have to address one last issue. It's, what shall I do with my many desires? Some of your desires which you have with you are karmic. They come from a previous life. And they are very powerful. We carry many of these with us. Can we change these desires? Can you just dress a desire in a new cloth, you know, and then he will act differently?
Jer možemo samo da obučemo našu želju u novu odreću i onda ćemo delovati drugačije.
Modern psychology tells you if you suppress a desire, you will develop a neurosis.
Moderna psihologija nam kaže da ako potisnemo želju, onda ćemo dobiti neurozu.
So, what is our understanding of what to do with the desire?
Stoga, kako je naše shvatanje toga šta da uradimo sa željima?
Our understanding is that you can fulfill a desire this way or that way. For instance, someone may have the uncontrollable desire to become famous. To get attention. He will do everything. If you ask him how many books did you distribute today, he will say 50. Maybe he will even produce money which he might have stolen, you know, and say, well, here is the money for them. Give me recognition and attention. I have met many, many people like this in my life. There was one man who came to us and said, I want to give you 80 hectares of land with a big house on top of it. So we went there, looked at the land, and the villa. It was ideal. And we came back so happy to the temple that the lady, thank you very much. So next day this man was going to come with a contract. He wanted to give this as a present, that's what he said. But he didn't come. We phoned, what is, did you have an accident or something? But he excused himself and said, no, I can't come today. You know, when we walked over the land, it was so cold and I catched a cold, so I have to stay in bed for today, but tomorrow I come. And I mean, to make a long story short is, he actually didn't own that land. He did have some connection to it, however. A very complicated legal connection, which is not interesting here. But he wanted so strongly to impress the devotees, to become loved by them and recognized by them, that in his mind he couldn't control himself. He just gave away land which he didn't even own. You will be shocked to hear that this is what many, many, many people are doing in their lives. They paint their own Mayic reality. Yes. Means illusory picture. And then they somehow hope everything will be right. This desire is expressed in a piece of modern literature which I wanted to enter you as an example. I learned about this when we had a concert in one famous discotheque. It is very hellish. It lies four stories under the Frankfurt airport. It is called Dorian Gray. Yes, the hellish planet in Frankfurt. So the original Dorian Gray is a figure of the literature. He was a good looking young man. Like that. No, maybe even better looking. But he was totally different in his worldview. He was a sense-gatifier. Then he was about 23 years old. He one day came to a mirror. Then he said to his image in the mirror, I want to always stay young like this. I don't want to get older. Then he had a painting made of himself, which showed him in this young body, 23 years old. And he said, I want to stay young like you, my dear painting. And I want also that you take every consequence of my actions. Now, the story goes, he did many sins. But his face stayed always young. His body also. The painting, however, changed. Got gray hair. Then these wrinkles. And it always looked more ugly. Like a very sinful man. Finally, he couldn't tolerate to see that painting and put it up into the attic. And he committed a terrible murder. So after that murder, he wanted to say to see his. You know, he always stayed beautiful and young. So he went up and wanted to see the painting. And he took the paper down. And looked into this terribly looking monster face. The painting had taken the consequence. And looked like Dracula or so. He became so shocked. And he fell down and the stairs which he had to take to come up. And in the process, I think he killed himself with knives. So this is this is showing the impossibility of a dream. That you want to make a picture of yourself and put it somewhere. Store it in your mind. Usually we put a very high picture, we put it very high up. And then we hope that the reality will be will do us a favor to correspond with our illusion. So the reality never does a favor to us. In this world, we must learn to become responsible for our activities. We cannot lead an irresponsible life and hope we get away with it. Because the way we lead our life will form our desires. Yes, there are many desires which are not good for spiritual life in our heart. Let's face it. We are Kali Yuga people. We want sex. We want recognition. We want to control others. We want to enjoy. These things are here. But now the Krishna conscious process offers us a possibility to not have to be forced to try to fulfill these things. There are two ways to go about this problem. One is the Dorian Gray way. To hope somehow I will see the emotion. Somehow I will avoid the consequences and just fulfill all these desires. But that's an illusion. It never works. The other way is the Krishna conscious way. To transform his desire. If you are lusty, then become lusty to hear about Krishna. Yes! You will see, if you are focusing this intense desire to become more informed about Krishna, to think more about Krishna, the material portion of the lust will go away. It works. When I joined the Krishna consciousness movement, I was fully involved in material activities. And I had studied psychology. So my first question was, is it possible to change desire? Because I knew if it is not possible, then there was no point of me starting the life of a devotee.
jer znao sam da koliko to nije bilo moguće, onda nije bilo smisla da počne sa životom bhakti.
Because the desires which are in my mind, they're not compatible with Krishna consciousness.
Jer želje koje sam ja imao na umu, nisu bile savjesne sa svesnošću Krishna.
And the devotee said, no, it's not possible to stop desire.
I onda bhakti rekao, ne, nije moguće da ustaviti želju.
But it is possible.
Smer,
very important, not the, the direction of the
smer,
desire.
Ili pravac te želje.
Maybe you said it properly, but I want to just make a point that is very important to us. The example has been given of a river.
I dat je primer reke.
It will flow.
Ona će teći.
You can't build a dam before the river.
Ne možete samo napraviti branu ispred reke.
Stop it.
Zaustavite.
But you can build a new, you can make it flow into a different direction.
Ali možete je usmeriti da teče u drugom pravcu.
Say you are a very hatred, a person full of hate.
Recimo da ste vi osoba koja je veoma puna mržnje.
You just desire to, you know, get the next person on the street and transform him into a pulp.
Samo želite da nađete sljedeću osobu koju nađete u ulici, transformišete u masu.
Masu, yes. Kremo.
Krem.
Krem, yes. Just as an example.
To je samo primjer.
You can also change that direction.
In
Krishna consciousness. You can, you know, hate the illusion of material existence. You can just say, I can't stand this any longer. My tongue is such an unintelligent fool.
Moj jezik je tako neinteligentna budala.
Every prasadam session I eat too much.
Za svaki prasadam jedem suviše.
Every prasadam becomes for me like for the Romans, you know.
Svaki prasadam za mene postaje kao kod Rimljana.
Or even see it in a, you see, let us say, some things for this bird.
Ili recimo da vidite neke stvari, način na koji djeluje Maja u ovom svijetu.
But you have to be very, very careful when you want to transform hatred.
Ali morate biti veoma, veoma pažljivi kada želite da transformišete mržnju.
Never hate a person.
Nikada ne budete da mrzite osobu.
Not even yourself.
Čak ni sebe.
Always hate the illusion.
Uvijek mrzite iluziju.
Otherwise you commit an aparada.
Inače, u suprotnom vršite aparadu.
An offense, yeah. Even if you hate yourself and Krishna consciousness, it's not good.
Čak i ako mrzite sebe, svesni si Krishna, to nije dobro.
Krishna loves you.
Krishna vas voli.
Krishna actually loves you.
Krishna vas zapravo voli.
He wants more than you that you return to him.
On želi više od vas da mu se vratite.
He makes all kinds of arrangements for you.
I on pravi najrazličitije aranžmane za vas.
Which sometimes you don't want to see or cannot see.
Koje ponekad ne želite da vidite ili ne možete vidjeti.
He loves you so much he even comes with you.
On vas voli toliko čak da ide sa vama.
As the super soul.
Kao na duša.
Through different forms of life.
Kroz različite oblike tela.
Even when you are in a non-human form of life, čak, he's there.
Čak i kada se nalazite u telu koje nije ljudsko, on je tu.
And don't hate yourself.
Dakle, nemojte mrziti sebe.
You may hate the Maya in which you are.
I Maju u kojoj se nalazite.
So, this way, if you are intelligent, you should find out how you can direct your desires.
I stoga, ukoliko ste inteligentni, možete iznaći način kako da svoje želje, kako da promijenite pravac svoje želje.
In a way that it is not harmful.
A tako da niko ne bude ozlijeđen.
Each one of you make a little self-analysis.
Svako od vas neka napravi jednu samoanalizu.
What are your desires?
Šta su tvoje želje?
Don't be afraid to look.
Nemojte se bojati da pogledate.
You might see some people inside of you, some desires inside of you, which you have tried to ignore for a long time.
Možete vidjeti neke ljude, zapravo neke želje unutar vas koje ste pokušavali da ignorišete dugo vremena.
But it doesn't work.
Ali to ne uspeva.
You will have to take those and direct them towards Krishna.
Morat ćete da usredsredite, da promijete pravac i da prema Krishni.
And don't worry, your spiritual master will help you.
I nemojte se brinuti, vaš duhovni učitelj će vam pomoći.
He will be there and work with you.
On će biti tu i radit će sa vama.
I want to tell to make one other point. Let me just think what it was. I have the desire to find this point, but the super soul doesn't. I'm just giving it. It will come later, I know.
Da se setnite pojente, ali duša mi nadušen je nekako meda, ali ono će se javiti, znam, kasnije.
Well, I'm not the controller.
Ja nisam controller.
I guess that's all.
Mislim da je to sve.
I'm just so close to it.
Tako sam blizu.
But I can't find it.
Ali ne mogu da je nađem.
Want to find it very much.
Ja želim da je nađem veoma mnogo.
I guess my desire is not strong enough.
Yeah, izgleda da moja želja nije dovoljno jaka.
But it's bigger. I know it will come. So let us see. Are there any questions? I'm very sorry to have such an unglorious end with this lecture.
Ali ajde da vidimo da li ima nekih pitanja. Veoma mi je žao što je kraj lekcije tako neslavan.
Yes. What means enough strong desire? What is enough?
Prvo pitanje je što zapravo znači da imati dovoljno jaka želja. Šta je dovoljno? Koliko je to dovoljno jaka?
This is a very good question.
To je veoma dobro pitanje.
It means that you are strong enough to act according to your desire.
To znači da si dovoljno jak da deluješ shodno svojoj želji.
Do you understand?
Da li razumeš?
Not, you want a little bit more explanation, I think.
Ne želiš malo više objašnjenja.
See, let us say we have the desire to not eat so much. As an example.
Recimo kao primjer.
That's not we are in the rut. We are, there's not so much to eat. Let us say that we have the desire to get up early.
Recimo, imamo želju da rano ustanemo.
But each morning we just don't make it.
Ali svako jutro ne uspemo.
That means our desire is not strong enough.
To znači da naša želja nije dovoljno jaka.
Because it is possible for us to get up early enough.
je li moguće za nas da ustanemo dovoljno rano?
The desire is strong enough.
Kada je želja dovoljno jaka?
It has to be strong that we penetrate through the layers of ignorance.
Moramo biti dovoljno toliko jaka da probije kroz te slojeve neznanja.
So we may need to motivate us a little bit more.
Iz toga onda možemo da se motivišemo na neki način više.
We may need to understand just why we have to get up.
Onda možda potrebno da znamo zašto treba da ustanemo rano.
Then when it's strong enough, you will get up. Dharma Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra. What is your name, Dharma? Dharma Setu, yes. Dharma Setu, yes. Setu means, I think, the bridge, isn't it? Bridge of Dharma. How can the bridge of Dharma sleep in the morning?
Kako most Dharma može da
This is Adama. The bridge to Adama.
The most prema Adar.
The desire becomes very strong. You will see how it becomes very potent. When you just concentrate yourself on Krishna more. Because if you do that, another force begins to act upon your consciousness. It's the force of attraction. Krishna means the all-attractive one.
Krishna znači sve privlačan.
Then in the morning you will think, well, the deities are there. They're waiting for me.
Kada izvedra ćete pomisliti, pa tu se božanstva, onda me čekaju.
I have to somehow come.
Moram nekako da dođem.
This morning I was I'm very, very tired because of this traveling and this late evening programs. You know, we have concerts practically every second day.
Veoma sam umoran zbog ovih kasnih programa gdje praktički imamo koncerte svakog drugog dana.
But I thought, well, today is my last chance to see Gonitai.
Ali sam pomislio, danas je moja posljednja šansa da vidim Gonitai.
Early in the morning in their morning outfit.
Rano izjutra u njihovoj jutarnjoj odjeli.
And then it became very easy to get my umoran telo up here.
I onda je bilo veoma lako za mene da svoje umoran telo dovedem do ovdje gore.
Because power of attraction was there.
Jer je bila prisutna ta moć privlačnosti.
Second question. Really? Like yesterday when you were translating. Jako heavy. Well, see, on Ekadasi, you have to do the proper activities.
Na Ekadasi treba da radite pravilne radnje.
If you don't do the proper activities, it becomes very heavy.
Ako ne vršite pravilne delatnosti, onda će postati veoma teško.
Because Krishna wants you to do the proper activities.
Jer Krishna želi od vas da radite te pravilne delatnosti.
I also found out on Ekadasi, well, the best thing is one just chants and reads.
Ja sam također video da najkadašnje najbolje što može se uradi je da se mantra i da se čita.
One can go very deep on ekadasi.
Možemo veoma duboko ući u najkadašnje.
But if you do other activities on ekadasi, you won't be so successful.
Ali ako radite neke druge aktivnosti na ekadasi, onda neće biti tako uspešni.
Usually we don't have preaching programs on Ekadasi. And it's also not good to drive for long distance. Yesterday we came from Skopje, it was such a... We came almost... We didn't survive the journey, almost. It's meant for study and Govinda Katha.
Ekadaši treba proučavati knjige i Govinda Katha. Yeah.
Then it's not so heavy, Damaj said. Then it's blissful.
I onda nije tako teško, onda je blaženo.
Then you will, when the Ekadasi is finished, you will go, when is the next Ekadasi coming? I want that my whole life is Ekadasi. It's nice that you can feel it, that there is a, this is a, that it's a reality, it's not just some hallucination. Ekadasi is really Ekadasi.
Lepo kad osjetite da je Ekadasi zaista Ekadasi, to da nije samo neka halucinacija. What happens to the soul when it takes birth in the impersonal Brahmajyoti? Does it have a consciousness?
Yeah, it has consciousness.
Da, ona ima svest.
But it is not conscious about Krishna.
Ali ona nije svesna Krishna.
And it's very difficult to progress from there to Krishna consciousness.
I odatle je veoma teško doći iz te svesti u svesti s Krishna.
Therefore, great devotees prefer to rather be born as an insect in the house of a devotee.
Iz toga velike bhakte više vole da se rode kao insekt u kući bhakte.
Then come into the Brahmajyoti.
Nego da dođu u Brahmajyoti.
Because at least as an insect they, in the house of the devotee, there will be still conscious about Krishna.
Jer barem u kući bhakte kao insek još uvijek mogu biti svesni Krishna.
There will be, for instance, the deity.
Biće tu, na primjer, božanstvo.
They can fly to the deity.
I onda mogu da lete do božanstva.
Abo! You know. Eat some prasadam.
Mogu da jedu prasadam.
But in the Brahmajyoti, you are not conscious of Krishna.
Ali u Brahmajyoti nisi svesna Krishna.
Bobin.
Yes.
Three. They are always low class men. It's very interesting. Satyavati was actually a very noble personality.
Zapravo je veoma interesantno da je Satyavati veoma plemenita osoba.
Her father Uparichara Vasu was a king.
Njen otac Uparichara Vasu je bio kralj.
Who had an appointment with his wife to create a child on a specific day.
Koji je imao zakazan sastanak sa svojom ženom da na određen dan dašu dete.
But his family members told him he had to prepare a yagya.
Ali njegove članovi njegove porodice su mu rekli da mora da spremi yagya.
So he went into the forest.
I onda je otišao u šumu.
And he thought of his wife.
Onda je pomislio na svoju ženu.
Who was so much expecting him to have a child from him that very auspicious day.
Koja je toliko čekala na njega da ima sa njim dete baš tog veoma povoljnog dana.
That he actually lost his semen.
Da je on zapravo izgubio svoj semen.
He took it on the leaf.
On je uzeo na list.
And gave it to his, you know, they have these birds when they go hunting. These
falcons,
yes.
I onda je uzeo taj list i dao ga je sokolu sa kojim se lovi.
See, this salmon was not to be wasted because it was from a royal dynasty, royal prince. It was a very special thing.
Je to seme nije trebalo tako da propadne jer je bilo iz kraljevske porodice.
And the salmon was, the falcon was to bring this leaf to his wife.
I sokol je trebalo da donese taj list njegovoj ženi.
But on the way he was attacked by another falcon.
Ali na putu ga je napao drugi sokol.
And the leaf fell into a river.
I list je pao u reku.
And fell into the womb of a fish.
I pao je u matericu ribe.
And the fish got pregnant with a daughter.
I riba je rodila kćer.
See, the semen of the kings was very potent. They were not ordinary people, like, you know, just some cigoine from the road. So, I mean, some people from the road, you know.
Sorry.
They were very great personalities. And in their semen were also very great personalities, couldn't be wasted. So this fish was also not an ordinary fish. It was a cursed resident, a cursed woman from the heavenly planets. Now this fish was caught by the fisherman.
I onda tu ribu je uhvatio ribar.
And when he later opened it,
i kada je otvorio kasnije,
he found this beautiful little girl inside.
Našao je tu predivnu devojčicu u njoj.
Satyavati.
Satyavati.
Who always had a fishy smell.
Mirisala na ribu.
But she was actually the daughter of a king.
Ali ona je zapravo bila čer kralja.
Isn't that a wonderful story? It breaks all shablonas. So yes, there were people who ate. There are some mantras you can say. It was somehow arranged. Yes.
Drugo pitanje sad, apostolanci, kadaši postoje kod
reći. Kadaši, yes.
Ako je pričao danas na svom kalendaru, kad treba da se prekine od koliko do koliko sati. Da li je to pitan se striktno sledi ili...
Is it necessary to break the fast after kadaši, day after kadaši, on that strict period?
It is best.
Najbolje.
Then you have more benefit from the fasting.
Onda imaš više dobrobiti od gladovanja.
See, this fasting is something very scientifically.
Ovo gladovanje je zapravo nešto veoma naučno.
Ekadasi has to do with the constellation of stars.
Ekadasi ima veze sa konstelacijom zvezda.
And if you behave in a proper way,
i ako se ponašate na određen pravilan način,
you somehow get that energy of the stars.
Na neki način dobijete tu energiju tih zvezda.
That you can use for your spiritual life.
Koje možete koristiti za vaš duhovni život.
So if you then break it at the present, at the proper time, the fast, then it's very good also. But see, we as Vaishnavas are not really so much into it, I have to say this also. We just want to remember Krishna. So if you forgot to break the fast in that specific time, don't get all mental.
Stoga ako zaboravite da prekinete post u to naročito vreme, nemojte da padnete na mental.
Just try to do it next time.
Samo pokušajte sledeći put da uradite.
In the proper way.
Na pravilan način.
It's worse to eat grains on a Ekadasi. I mean, there is no relationship between the two. It's, you know, don't think, oh, if I have not broken the fast, then it's useless.
Ne treba misliti, ako nisam prekinuo post, to je beskorisno, zapravo jesti žitarice na Ekadaši i prekinuti post nema nikakve veze.
Breaking of Ekadasi, you know, during the Ekadasi day with grains is very, very, very bad.
Jer prekinuti post na Ekadaši sa žitaricama je veoma, veoma loše.
But if you don't break it the next day at the proper time,
ali,
that's not so bad.
Ali nije to tako strašno ako sljedećih dana ne prekinete u to pravo određeno vreme.
Not so good if you, I mean, it's very bad if you break it before that time.
Veoma je loše ako pre vremena prekinete.
Već je kad priča sam govori da kada pitamo o onoj Brahmađoti, pa sam rekao da bar ti što se rode kao insekti, tako nego da bude Brahmađoti, pa sad ovaj zanima je da li ti insekti koji se prave recimo u tempu, to su neki specijalni insekti. Mislim, zbog toga, sad, zato što sam nekada jednog sam našao ovdje, pa sam jedan brazio na prosu, pa sam
insects who live in the temple are these special insects, special souls, because a couple days ago he found an insect here, then he put it outside.
You're very serious in Krishna conscious. This is very nice.
This is a little square, maybe.
No. Jiva Goswami talks of a mice.
Jiva Goswami govori o mišu.
That mishu is mentioned in the Puranas.
Ta miša se opisuje u Puranama.
She comes to the altar.
Dolazi na altar.
And burns its viscus.
I zapali svoje one prkove.
And now she wants to get the fire out.
I sada želi da ugasi tu vatru.
And she turns the head.
I onda se vrti.
Yeah. Now Krishna accepts this as an aratik.
Krishna prihvata ovo kao aratik.
And it's mentioned in the Puranas that this mice takes on her forearm form and goes to Vaikuntha. Jiva Goswami gives this example to show the power of bhakti, the activities of bhakti.
Jiva Goswami daje primjer da pokazuje moć delatnosti bhakti.
So your question is what to do with the insect? I mean, should we keep it here or should he be, you know, like put outside. You have to see if it's a disturbing insect. Maybe it's a demon insect which disturbs Krishna. No. Don't say demon insect. Maybe it's a, you know, it has bad intentions, you know. It's a disturbing insect, not demon insect.
It was during the Bhakti class and that insect landed on his notebook and he couldn't write.
That's it. Never kill it.
Never nikad da te gubiješ.
Only those insects which attack, say, a mosquito, they have to be taken out.
Samo oni insekti koji napadaju kao poput ovog komarca.
Komarca, yes. Komarca. David, ja.
U čega je pišemo da je dao zavet?
Why did Bhishma Dev took the vow of Brahmacharya when he was a kshatriya?
His father Shantanu once saw Satyavati and fell in love with her and came to the fisherman and said, I want to marry your daughter. But the fisherman said no. You have already a son and he will be king. The son of which you will have is Satyavati will not be king. Then Santanu went home. Because it was clear to him he couldn't marry Satyavati. You follow? Yeah. So his son Devadatta, Bhishma was called Devadatta before. He said, why are you looking so sad, father? Oh, nothing, said Santanu. Nothing. Don't ask. But for a whole week he just looked. He was so much in love. Tell me why you look so sad, Devadatta. Well, I would like to have a relationship to this wonderful lady, the daughter of a fisherman. I also don't know why, but I just feel so attracted to her.
Imam odnos sa toj čeri jednog ribara, nija tačno ne znam zašto, ali jednostavno sam privučen njom.
But her father wants that the son which I will have with this girl will be the king.
Ali njen otac želi da sin koji i budem imao sa njom da postane kralj.
And you are the oldest, you will naturally be the king.
A ti si najstari, ti ćeš prirodno biti kralj.
Therefore, he doesn't say yes to this relationship.
Istoga, on nije odobrio taj odnos.
Oh, no problem, said Bhishma. I don't want the kingdom. They said
Devadatta. Devadatta rekao, nema problema, ja ne želim kraljestvo.
So, Shantanu went back and said, my son doesn't want the king.
Onda Shantanu se vratio, rekao, moj sin ne želi kraljestvo.
You can give me your daughter.
Može mi dati svoju
ćer. Her son will be the next king.
Njen sin će biti sljedeći kralj.
The fisherman said no.
Onda je riba ponovno rekao ne.
Because the son of Devadatta, he will want the kingdom.
Jer će sin Devadatta želiti da bude želiti kraljestvo.
And he is entitled to get it.
I on treba da je dobio.
Santanu was very frustrated and went back again and he just locked himself in a room. So when Devadatta heard about this condition, he said, not only will I not become the next king, but
yeah. He has formed this desire to be better than others.
You must first understand why it's full in our lives. I is satisfied if you give
your best.
Once said, devotional service doesn't mean that an ant becomes an elephant. Hanuman and the ant.
That is naš priča o Hanumanu.
Hanuman was building this bridge
for Lord.
Brought this.
Bravo.
What he can give. You can give. Why?